Hello, friends, and welcome to Troidal Power Presents the Power Playthroughs Podcast with Troidal Power. I'm your host, Troidal Power. We're getting straight into it, playing Zelda today. Or we would be getting straight into it if my video game was working. Is it? Maybe? Oh, no. Come on, video game. Come on. Yes? No. Yes? Yes? Oh, no! Wait. Yes, Zelda. Boom, Minish Cap, press start, loading up the save file. Ah, friends, we are in the Temple of Droplets. The Temple of Droplets holds the last of the elements, like the Minish Elder said. So let's brace ourselves and do this. Are you ready, Link? What's that face for? You don't want to brace yourself? All right, fine, no bracing. Let's just go. Oh my gosh, I forgot that I'm in a temple. It's full of ice. Oh my, the ground is slippery. And I fell, to my death.
What? This floor is made out of ice. Be careful not to fall and freeze your backside to the floor, Link.
Yeah, well. Okay, let's see. We've got slidey blocks on the ice. Good, good, good. Ooh, don't fall off. Okay, door to the north. Did I make it? Yes, I did. All right, no ice in this room. Oh, but there's pots trying to attack me and fires. Balls are shooting laser guns at me from the flames. There's torches with laser guns here. Oh gosh, trying to get through a door. All right, through the door. Into the next room. There's the like beetle things that have skulls on their heads. What did I use to get them before? Was it flipstick? Let's flipstick them. Nope. Maybe a bow and arrow? Yes, bow and arrow works on them. It is effective. All right. Come on, hit him. There's three of them. Ooh. Oh, I can also just hit him with my sword. Well, geez, that's easier. Okay, there's like a circle of light here in the middle of this room, but when I stand in it, nothing happens. Very mysterious. Down some stairs. Here we go. In the next room, there's a lever, and there's an area with a lot of ice. I'm going to try and push the lever, and oh, some sunlight comes down. Oh-ho-ho, I am below the room I was in before.
Hey, the sunlight's shining through. Ah, it's so nice and warm, I can feel myself starting to defrost again.
Is it going to melt the hole in the ice? Oh, no, it is. So we're going back upstairs, then we drop through the hole, and then we need to get the, there's a key and a block of ice. So we're going to slide it down and over to get it into the sunlight. Okay, here we go. Down and over. Bam. There's a key. My hat said something about how to do that, but I got it. I figured it out, hat. I don't need your help all the time, sometimes. Okay, there was a locked door back in the first room, so we're going to make our way back to the first room. Here we go, doing some sweet stunt rolls as we go. Okay, now into the room with the torches with laser guns and the sentient pots that tried kamikaze themselves against my flesh. All right, here we go. And ice blocks, push that out of the way. Don't fall down into the hole. And here's the locked door. Oh, that's a boss key. I can't open that door. Okay, well, is there another door over here? No. Was the door in the room with the laser torches a key? Yes, it was. Okay. Ooh, dodge that pot, open the door that's locked and in there before I get shot with laser guns. And here's more of the beetle guys, although these ones are blue instead of red. Oh my gosh. And they're just going crazy over here. All right, I got them. Now, the other half of this room has a staircase going down, but I can't get there because the room is half blocked by barricades and then there's a big hole in the middle. So we're going to jump down the hole and end up on some ice. Here's the boss key. And there's a switch, but I don't... Do I really get the boss key this fast here? Okay, so it's got sunlight coming down again, so I have to get the boss key over into the sunlight. And there's two other blocks of ice that I can push around. I'm just trying to work out how I need to do this. Okay, I think I've got it. Wait. Do I? Yes. All right, we're going to try and do it in one go. Here we go. I'm going to push the top block to the left and then push it down. And then I'm going to push the next block down. No, wait. Because I need to get... Okay, no. I'm going to push the next block left. And then boss key left. Boss key down. That's not right. I think I did it bad. We're going to find out, friends. Because if I push the box key to the left here, it's going to slide all the way across. That doesn't give me what I need. Oh, no. We did it bad, friends. Okay. Time to reset the room. Okay. Boy, this is going to be a bad audio experience because trying to narrate sliding puzzles is difficult. Okay, so I need to get the key to end up... The boss key's got to end up here. But to get the boss key there, it's got to go... Let's see. Can I get it there? I can if I do. Okay. That. And then... That. And then... This. And then... That. Do I have this? I have this. Okay. And then... That. And that. I'm not even using one of the blocks. It's a superfluous block. They gave me an extra ice block, and I think that actually made it more confusing for me, because I assumed that I would need to use, like, both blocks in conjunction somehow. But nope. Here we go. This is going to go up, and then to the right, and it is going to be in the sun. And we've gotten the boss key. Bam. Well, flip the switch. That'll close the sunlight portal above me, and we'll be able to go up the stairs and go to the boss room already. This can't be right. This dungeon must be tricking me somehow. This dungeon's what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 rooms? Nah. No way. Can it possibly? Maybe? Here we go. Open the boss key room. And inside there's some ice. Ooh. And a lot of jars. Ooh! One of the jars picked itself up off the ground and shot me. Okay. Well...
Hey! Well done, Link. This looks to be the element, all right. But what will we do? We can't even touch it while it's trapped in that ice. We need to melt it off somehow.
Okay, well, let's see here. Oh, there's a big, like, one of the, you know, the monsters in Zelda that shoot rocks out of their noses? There's a giant one of them frozen in the wall facing the, where the element must be. Okay, yeah, here's more dungeon. Okay. Well, I can swim under the spiky thing and swim up to the north and see what we find. Let's see. Here's a slug. Oh, that's right. We're Minish-sized. I forgot. Kill these slugs. Slug just fell from the ceiling but didn't hit me. Murdered him. Okay. I found a spot I can't get through because there are pylons sticking up out of the water. And there's a button on the other side of them that would lower them. But I can't get there. So we're going to swim around the other side. Let's see what else we can find here. Here's some fly creatures. I suppose they're flies. let's see. A mushroom. Well, we don't even need the mushroom. Wait. This block can be pushed. Push this block. Nope. Apparently it pushes from the other way, I guess. Oh, I do need the mushroom. I can't get out of the water over there. Hey, y'all, this dungeon is mystifying me, and I feel like I'm doing a very bad job of telling you anything about it because it's so confusing. But I just pushed a pylon, and it lowered, or pushed a block, and it lowered some pylons, and I've swum down a waterfall to my death? Oh, no, okay, I'm still alive on the other side. There's a rock face I can climb back up to get up, but I assume there must be something down here. Aha, a button and a sign. What does the sign say?
The way forward is hidden in the bottom of the pot.
Okay. I'll push a pylon down, or push the button and then lower the pylons. I keep saying that wrong. Okay. Here's a shape that looks very much, it's made out of walls, but it looks very much like the blooper. So we're in the pot, so I think that we need to do something with that. Now there's a button down here, but we cannot get to the button again because I can't get out of the water. There's pylons in the way. So is there something I do here? What the heck? Okay, I guess we'll climb up that rock wall, back up to where we were, and look for somewhere else to go, because this doesn't make any sense so far. Yeah. Huh. Well, I can see a chest with a key in it. It's like there's a doorway below the level I'm on, it looks like, to get to that. Oh, I see that. It's a tunnel through. So I think I can... Yeah, that's right where I started in this room. If I went north, and if I had gone south, I would have gotten to a door with a chest. So let's go back. Backtrack to there. Here we go. Swimming around through the water. Did I say I had nachos for lunch? I had nachos for lunch, y'all. They were good. There's a place here that'll give you nachos with chips on the side. So it's just like a big vat of beans and meat and sour cream and cheese and stuff. Oh, it's a dungeon map. Okay. And then a big old thing of chips too. So that's what I had for lunch today. It was really tasty. Let's see. Oh, pots are trying to shoot me. Going across the room where the big blooper is. Here's a big ice block, but I can't move it because it's far too big for little old me. And there's areas up above me, but let's see. There's a duplication machine up there, which if I had duplicated myself, then I could push that block, but I don't know how to get to where that is. Let's see. How do I get where I need to go is the question. It looks like there's more doors in this room that I haven't found. So let's see. I can't get up to any of the... Oh, there's a waterfall. I can't swim up the waterfall. Okay, what the hey, y'all? Also, hey, dungeon designers, you freaking lied with that boss key, okay? You can't just put the boss key wherever you'd like and pretend that that's the boss key. That's not the boss key. You just made it up. If I have to go through, like, a whole dungeon after I get the boss key, then that doesn't count as the boss key. Do I have any small keys? No, I don't. Like, this spot where I go down the waterfall seems to be the only place I can get to. I'm gonna check down there again. Let's fall down this waterfall. Yeah, I know, Link. It's a long way down. Anyway. Okay. Now the map doesn't... I mean, this dungeon's huge is what I'm seeing on the map, but... Nothing seems to... Wait. The bottom of the pot. Holy smokes, y'all. Am I gonna flip this whole dungeon over? Wait, really? No, that can't be it, can it? Can I get in it if I flip the whole dungeon over? Oh, we're gonna go back outside and find out, though, aren't we? That's what we're gonna do. Okay. God, it's gonna be a while. We gotta swim all the way up there and then back out and stuff, and it's a whole thing. Come on, Link. Here you go. You're gonna make it. And then here's the room with the frozen blooper guy. And up the door. And into the light that takes me outside. I'm all floating and stuff, and then I get lifted up. Okay. This dungeon is not a pot. It's just a frozen crack in the ice. Is there anything around me that could influence the dungeon? Ow. Huh. Oh, there's a house up here. Oh, I went in this house already. Well, I don't see anything outside that would make a difference, so... Ouch. Dungeon secrets at the bottom of a pot. What does that mean? I'm very confused. Let's look around here at the ones we've already gotten to, see if these rooms at the beginning, see if there's anything we missed. Like picking up all the pots in the room with the laser guns, the laser torches, just seeing if anything, you know, comes of it. Is there any way to, like, disable those laser torches? No. What the heck? All right, you know what? We're gonna look for a hint. We're gonna see if we can find a hint on the internet. Minish Cap, Temple of Droplets. And it's searching. Do, 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 do. The Minish Cap walk through Temple of Droplets. All right. Temple of Droplets. Okay. Whoa, this page is like loading pictures, so the text keeps jumping around every time a new picture loads. Okay, website, just hold your horses, okay? I can't actually read anything because the text is just jumping around so much. Hey, Zelda Dungeon? This is too much. Still, oh my gosh. How many pictures do you have to load? Okay. Scrolling with the pictures now. Okay. Temple of Droplets. Here we go. Okay. So you do that thing, and then you do that thing that I already did, and then you do that thing to get the big key. And then dungeon map. Go under the spiked roller. Grab the mushroom. Okay. The shape that I found at the bottom of the waterfall that I said looked like a blooper is not supposed to look like the blooper, which is not the name of that enemy. I can't think of what the name of the enemy is. It was supposed to look like a pot. And so when it said the secret's at the bottom of the pot, it was talking about that shape right there. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to it and dive, and then there's going to be a key there. And then suddenly I have options again. So that's what we were missing. Okay. All right, game. Fair enough. I just misunderstood the clue about the pot. I thought I was going to, like, somehow drop the blooper thing into that from above. That's my mistake. So, let's jump into this water, go down the waterfall. There we go. And swim down to where that quote-unquote pot is. And dive into the water. And hey, look, I got a small key. Cool. All right. Got to swim back up above now, and we're just going to go straight into the first locked door that we will find, which is where those flies are. Those annoying flies. I don't like them. Climbing up the rock wall. Link's a good rock climber. He doesn't lose stamina in this game like he does in Breath of the Wild, and that is why Minish Cap Link is better than Breath of the Wild Link. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. Open the locked door, and inside is... It takes me through to the other side. So I can push the button down, and then there's a lily pad. That's what I got for this, was a lily pad? So I guess, is there somewhere I need to be able to use the lily pad? Oh, if I take the lily pad down the waterfall, then I can get past where the pylons are and into the other area, past where the blooper slash pot is. Okay, I got it. I got a game. I see what you're doing. All right, here we go. Taking our lily pad to the waterfall. And then over, and then down, and down the waterfall it goes. Bye, lily pad. And there goes Link after it. And then plop, I land right on top of it. And there's a spiky roller thing here. I could jump off the lily pad and like swim under the spiky roller and jump back on the other side, but I'm just gonna let it hit me. Oh, it knocked me off the lily pad. Oh well. All right, we're past the spiky roller thing now, going over towards the blooper outline slash pot, and we're gonna go around that. Here we go. And then to the right, and there's the button, and we'll step on that button, which lowers the pylons, and then we're gonna stay on our lily pad here just in case we need it. We're gonna keep going straight to the right and see where that takes us. Straight to the right. There's a big caterpillar guy on ice, and I'm going to hit him on the tail, on the nose, on the nose. Okay. He turned like gray and then he turned red and he's very angry and he pushed me off the ice. So I'll hop back up here and just hang out until he turns blue again and then hit him on the nose and then he turns gray. Oh, and then his tail lights up. That's what it is. You have to hit him in the nose and then hit him in the tail. I think I fought this guy earlier, right? This is like a repeat boss. Okay. Okay, why can't I hit his nose? Nose? And then tail. Yeah, chop his tail a bunch. Okay. Didn't quite kill him. He's charging around as a red caterpillar now. You know how when you're red and rad, you turn red and impervious? Yeah, that's what he's got going on. Okay, hitting his tail a bunch. There he goes. He exploded. Good explosions. And the door opens up, and I go inside, and there's a big chest. And we open that big chest, and it's a compass. Well, you know, that's fine. It's fine. It's not what I was like hoping it was gonna be, but it's fine. Okay, let's take our lily pad back. There was a passageway to the north back here. We'll do that. Ow, I got hit by a fly. Oh no, my lily pad's flown away. Let me get it back. Okay, got my lily pad back. Let's hit this fly with a sword a couple times. There we go. And then we'll take our lily pad to the north. And in this room, there's some icy shores. There's a pylon button, so we'll just push that real quick. I'm going to go to the right. It looks like I can go to the right, or I can go north to explore this room more. We're going to go to the right. And, oh, can't go anywhere in this room. There's just a wall, and then there's like a treasure chest and stuff, but I can't get to any of that yet. So we'll go north into the main part of the room that we were looking at before. And there's a frozen treasure chest in here, I see. What else is there? Let's see. There's some monsters. It looks like there might be another ice block puzzle. I'm just taking my lily pad kind of around everything here because I'm assuming I'm going to need it on the other side. There's a fly, but... Oh, okay. So there's a button to lower some pylons, but I'm guessing, yep, when I step off of it... Oh, no, wouldn't you know it? The button goes away, or the pylons go away. So I need to push this piece of ice down and then push it over. Somehow I have to get ice to end up stuck on top of the pylon is what I'm going for here, I think. I'm not quite sure how to pull this off. So that one can go there. Oh, okay. Maybe? Yes, I think I got it. And that one goes up. And then this one goes over. Once again, there's an extra block of ice that I don't need. Sorry for that scritching sound. That's some of those like beetle guys who are just rolling all over the place here, and I'm just ignoring them. Not even worried about it. Okay, push that block down. There we go. Pylon is cleared. Now that beetle guy is in my way. Oh, I hit him into the water. He drowned. Okay, let's take our lily pad north further and see where else we can go. Looks like there's more north or there's west. So we'll go west, and there's a chest frozen in ice. Just can't do anything about that yet. Am I going to get like a fire rod in this temple? Or perhaps like a fire and ice rod so I can freeze things and also melt them? That would be cool. There's bugs holding balls in the air up here. I assume they're flying dung beetles holding giant balls of poop that they drop on my head. Okay, killed them. There's a chest, and inside is 50 rubies! Woo! Okay, back onto our lily pad. I'm just basically like navigating this tunnel by pushing this lily pad wherever I can go. That's kind of what my navigational strategy is so far. And that's taken me around to the top right of this room, and there's a doorway. We'll jump off our lily pad and go through this doorway, and it'll take us into a dark, spooky room.
Link, where are you? Are you still there under me? It's so dark I can't see my beak in front of my face. Watch your step. I don't want to trip over anything.
Oh, I fell in a hole as I was talking about falling. That's fun. Okay. Found a doorway to the north. And this room's got lights. Proper lights, thankfully. And slugs falling from the ceiling at me. So we'll just murder some slugs real quick. All right. And there's a staircase going up, so we'll go up there and see where that takes us. Looks like this is kind of a mid-boss room with those scorpion guys, or not scorpion, but the bug guys that spit their mandibles at me. So we got one of them down. Ow, that one hit me. Okay, yeah, they both spit out their mandibles, and then I got some good hits in. Ow, okay, well, hey, okay. If you would just spit your mouth parts at me, then I would murder you. Thank you. Spit them out. There you go. There, beat them. And we got a teleporter, and I bet that takes me to the entrance of the temple, maybe? It does take me to the entrance of the temple. All right, well, that's cool. Probably not going to need that, but thanks. Unless I have to save this unfinished, which I probably will, because I've been recording for a while already. But hey, look, we're back in the room with the big bug thing, the frozen blooper, and there's a switch, but it's a big switch, and oh, Link can't push that switch all by himself. There'd have to be two of them to do that. So we'll just use this... a duplication pad to make two of us, and then we'll go push the switch, and there it goes. Switch pushed, and it brings, what does it do? There's the element in the middle of the room, and it's shown some light in the room, and that big block of ice I was talking about earlier, it unfroze the block of ice, but it's only like half the room is lit up.
Of course, sunlight. Once we get some sunlight in to melt the ice, that element will be as good as ours.
Sweet. So let's go down through where we unfroze a pathway, and we'll go through this door and see where this takes us. Let's see. Into a room with ice and a chest and a kenstone piece. Well, okay. And then we move along, and okay, there's lots of places I could fall here and flies that I have to fight. So this is going to be a journey. Okay, one fly down, two flies down. Ooh, ooh. Okay, there's a chest here. It looks like it's optional. I bet it's a kinstone piece. Here we go. We made it over to it, and it's a kinstone piece. Okay, ooh. Okay, ooh. There we go. And there's, oh, there's like just a bunch of spikes slowly moving around an area, and I had to like walk between them while slipping on the ice. That was intense. Made it through, and in this next room is a doorway to the north. There's some stairs down, but I can't get to them yet. Oh, I went through the doorway to the north. Here's some stairs down. Okay, let's go down here, and there's a hole in the ground, so if I can get the portal that was above me open, then it will reveal sunlight going all the way down here to where this frozen treasure chest is. And look, there's a switch. Let's push the switch and... and... oh, okay. So it closed. There's an open portal one level above me and then a closed portal two levels above me. And this opened one portal. So now I flip a different switch and that'll open the portal above me to make sunlight come down. Then I go back down and open the portal again. Okay, I got it. I got you. This is really hard to explain, guys. I am so looking forward to playing Golden Sun, a game where I don't have to explain difficult puzzles to you. From what I remember, not a lot of puzzles in that game. Mostly just like dialogue and action, and those things are easier to narrate than puzzles. But anyway, I got a key. So let's use it to unlock a door. So we're going to go back up these stairs. So here's my thought, y'all. I was like, I'm just going to play for a little bit longer here. I'll get to a mid-boss. If we get to a mid-boss, that's like a good saving point, and we can save the game there, and then we'll pick it up next time on Turtle Power Presents Power Playthroughs Podcast. But then I just kept playing, waiting for the mid-boss, and he hasn't shown up yet, and I just went through a big door and some pylons popped up. This looks like it could be a mid-boss fight. Here's a switch. I'm going to push the switch, and some sunlight shows up, and water's falling through the hole that I opened above. Oh no. So much water droplets are coming down. And more water droplets. And here he goes. It's a big blue slime. Remember when we fought a slime earlier? It's like that again, except this one's... He's electrocuting me. What do you think? Flipstick? I think the one earlier we just had to like let him fall on me and then attack him. Is that right? Maybe. Here he goes. He tried to jump on me. Okay, his electricity's gone now. Okay, Flipstick does nothing. His electricity's back. What about arrows? Okay, when he's electrocuted, arrows do nothing. I'm guessing all the time arrows do nothing. I'm going to try a bomb. Oh, he's jumping at me. Okay. It's impossible to hit him with a bomb. Okay, he turned his electricity off. What do I do here? Get him in the sunlight? Oh, he's going to jump at me. Okay, he's all electrocuted again, though. Pegasus boots? Pegasus boots. I'll wait for his electricity to go off, and then we'll Pegasus boot him. That's a good plan. Here he goes. Oh, I ran the wrong way. Go, 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 go. Why don't you have your sword out when you Pegasus boot, Link? Does Link not hold his sword in front of him while he Pegasus boots in this game? Ow. Okay, I electrocuted myself hitting him. Okay, it's not Pegasus boots. Is it the Gust Jar? Okay, he jumped on me again. Yes, it is the Gust Jar. When I hold the Gust Jar on Suck while he's not electrocuted, it like sucks at his feet and makes him less stable, I believe. So that's what we're going to do here. I'm just waiting for him to be not electrocuted. Now he can suck at his feet. And there he goes. Now he wibble wobbles. He wibble wobbles. And is he going to fall? Is he going to fall one way or the other? There he goes. He fell. And now I hit him with my sword a bunch. Okay, he's up again. He's up. All right. Let's try Gust Jar on him again. Oh, he's jumping at me. Oh, no. I've only gotten a heart and a half, but I do have a fairy in my inventory, so I should be okay. I'm just holding the Gust Jar out just in case, but nope, he's all electrocuted. Okay. And there he goes. He's jumping at me. Let's Gust Jar him while we can. Okay. Get out of there, Link. You've only got half of a heart. He's all electrocuted again. My Gust Jar has no impact on him while he's all electrified. Okay. Here he comes. Come on, jump at me, you sucker. Oh, he's dropped his electricity. Come on. Oh, he killed me. Oh, but what's that? I have a fairy. Four hearts. Back alive. And now I got his feet all hurt by the gust jar, and he's wibble-wobbling around. Here he goes, left and right. And then left. And then he falls down to the left. And I use my gust jar instead of my sword because I'm a dummy. Okay, so let's try and hit him a bunch here. Not enough. He's back up again. All right. And he's electrified and jumping around. Okay. And he's jumping again. And he's jumping again. And he's jumping again. And he's jumping again. Could you drop your electricity? There we go. Okay. Not enough to take his feet out, though. And there we go. He's wibble-wobbling. All right, if I do it right, I should be able to kill him this time. Zelda tradition, right? Three times. He's leaning left. He's falling left. Hit him with your sword. Come on, Link. Come on. I think we did it, friends. He's exploding. He's got googly eyes wiggling all over the place. He's exploded into a treasure chest. And inside, friends, inside this treasure chest is the Flame Lantern. This handy item lights up at the light. This handy item lights up the night. Press the button to turn it on or off. I'm just carry fire around with me now. And there's freaking, look at these icicles. They ain't got nothing on me. I am the Fire Master now. And we will next time use this great power in the thing to beat the thing and the stuff. And goodbye. Thanks for listening. Turtle Power presents Power Playthroughs Podcast. Turtle Power. Power Playthroughs in the powerful way. And press A to hope for the best. Hey there, friends. I'm back. On the same episode, I decided I wanted to play more of Minish Cap, and it's only... Oh my god, there's a puppy! Y'all, I'm sitting at a parking lot at a trailhead, and there's a tiny little puppy! Oh, he's so cute! He's only like 8 inches tall, but that's gonna be a big dog. He's got big feet, that's how you can tell. Anyway, it's Thursday. A week before this episode came out. Excuse me, my episode about Contra just came out. And I'm like, I've already played a little bit more Minish Cap and recorded it. I don't want to, like, record 2 weeks in advance. So we're gonna play some more right now. We're gonna try and finish up the temple here. So let's go load up a file. Here we are in the Temple of Droplets. And let's see. Oh, I got a torch. That's right. Okay. Come on, stop talking to me, bird. Sorry, not a torch, a lantern. Let me turn that volume all the way up. There we go. All right, let's see if I can find... I went through a teleporter here to try and get back to where I was. All right, so here's the main room. And I jump down from here and then go south. This is the room that has the frozen dude in it. And then through this door. Okay, here's a long hallway full of ice. Okay, here's where there's two flies, and I've got to get past them without falling off the ice, which is kind of tricky. Oop! Oh, ow. There's the long chain of spikes that are moving around in a circle, and they just have a tiny little gap in them, so I have to get through. Ooh! Through the gap on the ice. Okay, made it. All right. Done. Dunzo. And through that doorway, and then this should be the room. Yeah, this is the room where I unfroze some stuff right at the end of last episode. And revealed a staircase going down. So we'll go down the staircase. And hey, there's a frozen treasure chest in front of me. Well, I got fire. Melted that sucker and got 100 rupees. How exciting. I have 395 rupees. Let's melt some more ice and kill some of the beetle things, the skull beetles. Go through a door, and in this room we find darkness. But I've got a torch, suckas. So we'll just light the torch. It's more of the bugs that shoot their faces off. Oh, man. Oh, the torches only stay lit for a limited amount of time. That's kind of a bummer. Gotta try and kill these boys fast. Not doing a good job of it. Gotten hit a couple times. Okay, one of the three is down. Let's light these torches so I can see. Come on, come on. Yeah, shoot your face off at me. Oh, no! What's happened? Why is my torch going out? Okay. Oh, okay. Got them. Beat them all. So you can turn the torch on and off by hitting B, is what happened. So I accidentally turned my torch off in the middle of that fight, which was not great. All right. Beating them opened up a doorway. Another dark room. It looks like there's kind of a puzzle in here. Ow! There's a fly. Stupid fly hit me. Or I kind of hit the fly. There's beetles inside of the puzzle. This is very reminiscent of A Link to the Past. Excuse me. Link to the Past is a whole thing like this, right? Where there's a puzzle or a maze room with torches, and it's in the dark, and you have to light the torches. Yeah. Yeah. You know. It's a thing. Okay, killing all the aminals that are in here. Helpless, defenseless animals that are just acting on instinct. Oh, I got a kinstone piece. So that's exciting. How do I get through this puzzle? Oh, here we go. Here's a torch I can light that's going to make a block disappear. Heck yeah. Now there's a fly that's dead, and here's another skull beetle. Killed him. Ooh, got a bomb, and I saw a bombable wall, so we're going to go over. Yeah, hello, bombable wall. We're just going to put a bomb on here real quick, and then get our sword back out. And kablooey. 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 There we go. And through into a room full of skull beetles of blue and red variety. There's so many of them. It's very dark. I can see six of them. There's two down. There's three. There's four. There's five. I swear there were six, but I only counted myself killing five. So anyway, I got a key. Hey. Let's light our torch up again. Go back into the maze room. And, ooh! Okay, skull beetles respawned. So that's something to be aware of. Yeah. Where am I going? Here we go. I got lost in the maze for a second. Oh, there's a treasure chest. It's got a kinstone piece. Okay. Yep, I know. They're said to bring happiness. I've heard. Let's light that torch. Made a block disappear, so now I can go back down this way. Kill a fly real quick. Kill some beetles. And go past where that block was, and now I can get to another treasure chest and another torch, which makes a block disappear, and it's a kinstone piece. And there's a locked door, but I've got a key, so I can open that locked door. Here we go, through the door, in we go to a room full of ice. There's chains of fireballs rolling around, so that's kind of scary. We're just gonna go through this room. We're gonna ignore everything. There were some skull beetles, but I didn't fight them. Okay, now I'm on ice over a pit, and there's flies, so I need to be careful not to fall. All of this is in darkness, by the way. I've not been saying that, but every room has been dark and just lit by my torch. And of course I say that and then find a room that's lit up, so perfect timing. Wait, there's nothing for me to get to in there? Hang on. What? So, this door takes me to a room that's just got, like, an archway, and oh, I see. Go to the left. Okay. Whew. I thought I hit a dead end, but I didn't. Making progress. Doing good. All right, this room's got blocks that only two links could possibly move, so we're gonna use this duplication machine here to make two of us. We're gonna push this block to the left. One and two, and then we're gonna make two links to push this block north. There we go. Nope. Maybe push it south? There we go. Push it south. Go over here. Push this block south. And then that first block that we pushed, I don't know, to the west? Yeah, that's the one. Well, we're going to push it east now to get it out of the way of a door. God, describing puzzles in this doesn't work. This is a bad game to do an audio-only Let's Play of. Thank you for listening, if you're there listening. I appreciate it. This is a silly endeavor, but it's a lot of fun, so. Okay, here's a room full of ice and block puzzles. And I need to... Why do I have two... There's multiplication pads here. I'm not sure why. Oh. Okay, so there's two blocks of ice that I can push. I don't know how to get them anywhere useful, though. Hang on, what? Can I use these duplication pads to make duplicates that are spread out by, like, that much? Yes, I can. Okay. And then... What do I do? That's not helpful. Can I push a block to myself, I wonder? Oops, too late. Okay. Let's go back and reset this. I think what I have to do... So there's ice blocks that I can push around. I think I have to make two links and push the ice block from one link to the other. That can't be right, can it? No. That's not gonna be it. Oh, we're gonna find out. Alright. Nope. I did it bad. Okay. Let's try again. That's hard because this room's icy, and when the duplicated Link runs into a wall, he disappears. So I have to like, fuck, that's not where he needs to be. Urgh! Okay, do this. Okay, come on, Troy. What the heck? Why are you doing this so bad? Okay. No, you have to hold the sword out. Oh my goodness, Troy. Okay, up, over, down, two links. Go over this way. I can't push that one because... No! This is aggravating, y'all. No! That's not where he was supposed to duplicate to. Oh my goodness. Son of a biscuit. Okay. This is not going well. Okay. Go up here and over, and there's a duplicate. And now go see if the duplicate can push ice. He can't, so what the heck am I supposed to do? Oh, I see. I just need to get my duplicate to the other end and stand on a switch. Because I can get one block onto a switch. The other block is impossible for me to get to a switch. So, wait. I need to push this ice block out of the way, because otherwise it kills my clone. Okay, here we go. Charge up my sword. Start the duplication process. Get over to the other duplication pad. Two links. Don't run into walls. Go up this way, and then go over. Just go all the way over. And bam, we're standing on both switches. Wait, but that doesn't... Oh, it did open the door. Whew, I thought that didn't open the door. I was like, what? Okay, ow, there's two fireballs sliding around in this room. And there's blocks, and one of the blocks is clearly out of place. So I've got to push it down. Nope. I've got to push this one up, and that opens the door. And through the door we go. Okay. Next room. Beetles. There's a big frozen duplication pad over in the corner, so we'll unfreeze that real quick. Kill some beetles there in the way, and here's a block we gotta push. So we'll just go ahead and clone ourselves. Doo-doo, two links. Push the block to the side. Go down. And go up the stairs. Into a new room that's full of unlit torches. So we'll just light our torch and try and light all these. I think I have to get them all lit before they burn out. Which is kind of hard because they're on ice. So traction is an issue. But I did it in one. Heck yeah. Nine torches, nine fires. All right, in the next room. Water. Got to duck under and dodge spiky things. So we're just going along. Duck under that one. And then here's more of the spit their face off bug boys. So there's four of them I've seen so far in this room. That's a lot. I've fought three of them every other time. Oh, I'm very low on health. Do I have a fairy? No. No, sir. Okay. Ha, I pushed one of the bugs into the water. Okay, got past last bug. Into the next room. There's bugs with dung bombs that they're trying to drop on my head. Trying to dodge them. When they come down to land, hit them with a sword. There's a big arrow in the ground pointing at a wall and a button in the corner. Let's press the button first. It made a teleport spot appear. Hey, that's cool. Now we'll go and blow a hole in the wall. Ka-bluey. Through that door we go, and we're in darkness. Let's get our torch back out. Okay. Oh, there's two of the giant bug boys that I have to hit on the nose and then hit on the tail. Let's hit that one on the nose, then hit his tail a bunch. There's spider webs all over this room, but when I touch them... Oh, no, just one. One of them burned when I touched it with the torch. The other ones have no impact. Okay. Hit this thing in the tail. Okay, one of them's dead already. No problem. This guy's easy when you know how to fight him. Oh, he's charging at me. Okay, we're good. We're good, see? Easy peasy. Okay, hit him in the nose. Hit him in the tail. And then just run away from him for a while. Just kind of stay far away. And then hit him in the nose. And then hit him in the butt. And he's dead, you know? It's just that simple. Boom. Gave me a heart. I love it. In the next room. In the next room. Through the next door. We're on that icy path that was over a room we went through previously. I don't know if I mentioned it, but there was an icy path over a room we went through previously. Up some stairs, and there's more bugs. Oh my gosh. Can I just find the end of this dungeon? It's just long. A long and winding road. Hey, we're back in the room with the frozen boy, and there's a switch, and we can push the switch if we duplicate, so we'll go down to the duplication thing. And we're just gonna make ourselves another link real quick. Look at that, two links. Go up and push the switch, and... Oh yeah, that's gonna open more sunlight into the room and unfreeze stuff. Here it goes, the sunlight comes in, and there's the element. I see it frozen a block of ice that's melting, and what do you know? The ice melted, there's the element just sitting there for me. I bet the big monster unfroze too.
We did it, Link, now we can take the element. That was a lot of trouble, but we finally did it, and what in blazes? Hey, something's not right here.
It's unfreezing the big monster that's frozen the ice too, which is actually just a normal sized rock spitting monster, but since he's since we're Minish, he's big, and he just sucked up the element and walked out of the room.
What? What's this? That stupid Octorok stole our element.
Octorok, that's what they're called.
Don't just stand there, Link, we've gotta go get it.
Alright. Here we go. Gathering some health real quick. Then getting hit by pots, so I lose that health, and out we go. Out we go. There we go. All right, here's the Octorok. He's got a flower on his back. It's like wiggling around. Should I take a picture of this? Yes. Gonna try. Ow. He hit me with a rock. Look how big he is. I'm just running around taking pictures, not actually fighting him. Okay. So what do we think? We gotta get behind him and hit him in the flower? Ow. His rock like explodes when it hits me. Suction cup? That can't be it, right? No. His rock also leaves spikes behind when he spits, or when it explodes. I mean, the torch is the new item, but I don't know how it would help me in this circumstance. I assume I can't hit his rocks with a sword. Ooh, I can! Alright, you're on. Tennis match to the death, Octorok. Are you kidding? I've trained for this against Ganon so many times. Aw, he froze for a second, and the ground's all icy now, and then the flower is behind him. Oh, shoot, he sucked me up. So his body froze, but he still can suck things up, it turns out. Oh, I bet I have to light his tail on fire. Getting to spin around. Yeah, I lit his tail on fire. How do you feel about that? He's now his whole body's on fire, and he's running around and knocking rocks off the ceiling and stuff. Oh my goodness. Okay. Now he unfroze, and we gotta play some more tennis. Come over here, dude. Spit a rock at me. Let's do this. Oh, he sucked me up. Well, that's cheating. Oh gosh, I missed. I missed hitting the rock back at him. Okay, here comes another one. Nope, he's sucking me up again. That's so not cool. Oh god, I only have 2 hearts. That's not very many hearts. Hit a rock back at him. Okay. I'll dodge by him. He's moving around now. Before he wasn't moving. Now he is. He's going to do a suction attack next. Nope. He spit a rock. What a jerk. Okay. Oh, he's too close to me. Move, 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 move. Yep. He tried to do suction. All right. Come on. Spit a rock at me. Come on. Come on. Got him. Here he comes another. Oh, no, 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 no. He's just trying to suck me up. Okay. Got away. Oh man, I'm like in a corner. I hate this. Sure, now you spit a rock when I can't hit it back. Come on, dude. Come at me. Here comes a rock. Yeah, hit it back at him. Yeah, he's freezing. He's freezing up. Lit his tail on fire. How do you like that, buddy? I bet not at all is how you like that. He's making so many rocks fall on my head. I don't know if I... supposed to get in and hurt him again while he's doing that? I can't seem to hurt him, so... He's unfrozen now. Here comes more rock spit in action. Nope, trying to suck me up. Not gonna get it. Okay, spit a rock. Do it. Thank you. Hit you with a rock. Oh, it's getting dark in here now. Was he sucking up all the light? There's like smoke coming out of his nose. Okay, now it's dark and there's rocks falling from the ceiling. What the hell? I don't like this. Ow. Ow. 1.25 hearts. Okay. Okay, now it's light again. Whew! Could you spit a rock at me, please, friend? Here it comes. Yeah, hit that back at your face. Oh, he spit another one. I missed it. Ow. Okay. He's making it dark again. Oh, my gosh. I only have a heart. One heart. One singular heart. Shoot, he's right up in my face. Okay. It's really creepy. In the dark when you turn and he's right there. 3/4 of a heart. Okay, here comes the light again. Whew. Come on. Stop making rocks fall from the ceiling. It just spit a big rock at me. Okay, here it comes. Hit that back at him. And he's spinning around and stuff. I think we beat him, friends. He's exploding. We beat him. We've defeated him. Yeah. All right. We did it. And here's the element just came falling down from the ceiling. And Link picked it up and is holding it over his head. It's like a blue orb with a blue, I don't know. It's like a blue nipple. That's what it is. You got the water element. Water quenches thirst, ends drought, and nourishes life. The water element is the embodiment of that power. All right, and there's a heart piece. We'll pick that up real quick. Your life energy has increased and been replenished, and we'll take the portal out of here. Heck yeah, friends. We done did it. Let's step out through this portal, out into the world of Hyrule, and see what our hat friend has to say.
Brr! I almost froze my beak off in there.
And it's gone dark.
What?
And there's a ghost above my head.
And he says, "Oh, young one, child who seeks to aid the princess of Hyrule. My name is Gustav. I was king of Hyrule countless ages ago. Stand before me. Only then will the path open to you."
Okay.
Huh, was that just a dream? He said he was a king of Hyrule. Wait, look at your map, Link. There's some kind of mark on it. I guess that means it wasn't a dream. We should head there once we've infused your sword with that element. To the Elemental Sanctuary.
All right, there's a check mark on my map up to the west of the castle. Have I been infusing my sword with elements all along? Is that a thing I've done? Or a thing I was supposed to do that I haven't done? I don't really know. But in any case, thank you for listening, friends. To Turtle Power Presents Power Playthroughs Podcast with Turtle Power. Be sure you go check out Podcasters Assemble at probablywork.com and tap A and hope for the best.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
@ Probably Work
for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.
Podcasters Assemble! Podcasters Assemble Season 2 is a hype/rewatch podcast that's reviewing every movie in the Star Wars Skywalker saga in a countdown to the release of Episode 9. As with Season 1, where we covered all of the films in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, we want to hear from you about your favorite things in the Star Wars films. You can submit audio for just one of the movies in the Skywalker saga, or you can send in an audio file for every single one. Talk about what you love about the film, your favorite like light side moment versus dark side moment, or your favorite music cue, your favorite quote, or your favorite ship or vehicle in the movie. If you go to probablywork.com and look for Podcasters Assemble, you'll find these instructions as well as a link on where to go to submit your audio. In order to make sure we have time to edit everything, we're looking for you to submit your audio a couple days before. So the deadline for the first episode is going to be October 20th, and then it's weekly after that. So for episode 2, it's October 27th, and so on from there. Again, you can find the schedule and all of this information at probablywork.com. Whether you're a podcaster, a YouTuber, a streamer, or just a fan of Star Wars, we want to hear from you. So head to probablywork.com or look up @ Casters Assemble on Twitter and share your thoughts about Star Wars.